This is WSKG News. Carl Palladino took the stand on Tuesday in a hearing on whether he should be ousted from the Buffalo School Board. As Karen DeWitt tells us, he apologized for racist comments he made last December about President and Mrs. Obama.
Palladino was contrite when he spoke of the written remarks made to a local newspaper in December, saying there was no excuse for even thinking the racially charged comments about the Obamas. The Buffalo businessman said he brought shame on his family, his teenage daughter was harassed, and that he also badly hurt his cause to reform the Buffalo school system. But he grew feisty when he spoke about his anger toward other school board members, the superintendent of the Buffalo School District, Dr. Kreiner Cash, and the president of the teachers' union, and what he said was their scheming that led to a rigged teacher contract that Palladino believed would drain the district's reserves and plunge it further into debt. The petition from several school board members to remove Palladino is not actually about the racist comments. It instead accuses him of knowingly violating his oath of office because he leaked to the media details of teacher contract negotiations, information that was discussed in a closed-door executive session of the board. The attorney for the school board members, Frank Miller, says he believes that through questioning of Palladino, he proved his case.
Oh, I think we proved our case overwhelmingly that Carl Palladino violated his oath of office. The best proof of that is his own testimony. It was pretty clear from that cross-examination that he could have gotten out all the information he wanted to about the terms of that settlement, about the cost of the settlement, about his claims that it was unwise or unfair or whatever, without revealing any of the contents of that executive session.
Miller says Palladino's justification for the leak was laughable. Palladino's lawyer, former New York State Attorney General Dennis Vacco, says he believes his client effectively argued that there was a compelling reason to disclose the information, the public's right to learn what was in the teacher contract.
So I'm not conceding that he uttered confidential information, but it is important to point out that if it was confidential, that he did so with a definite good faith interest in serving the public's interest.
And he's countercharged that the executive sessions themselves were potentially conducted in an illegal manner in the first place. Vacco's argued all along that the case isn't really about leaking information about the teacher contracts to the media. He says Palladino is actually being condemned for his controversial comments, which the former attorney general admits were inappropriate.
Some of the most compelling testimony that we heard here today from Carl was his remorse over the really low and despicable comments that he made.
It might be several weeks before there's a decision in the case. Both sides will now file legal briefs, and Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, who presided over the hearing, will then issue a written decision. The school board's president, Dr. Barbara Seals-Nevergold, says even if the Buffalo businessman were allowed to stay on the board, she doesn't think he can ever be an effective member again.
Per his testimony, he's indicated that he doesn't feel that he's bound by the policies related to executive session, and I suspect policies related to other things that control the board's behavior and control the board's actions.
Regardless of the outcome of the hearing, Palladino has already filed a federal lawsuit against the board. He's charging his constitutional rights to free speech have been violated. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.